Parshas Kedoshim begins with the words Kedoshim to you. And the Medrash says, Yachal Kamayni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we would perhaps consider that the Kedusha, the holiness that Klal Yisrael must attain, is equivalent to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tamloi mekadosh ani Hashem, Kedushasi v'alamal mekedushaschem. The Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to be greater than our Kedusha. The Chasam Sofer, of course, tries to understand how would one even consider and be able to think that our Kedusha should be equal to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he explains when we speak about Kedusha, we look at it in one of two possible ways. One is that a person should be separated. A person should come to a level where he is separated, different, isolated from everyone else. And to that, the Medrash says, of course, we can never be as separated and distinct as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Even when a person is separated, he relies on other people. And moreover, says the Chasam Sofer, that's not exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to separate ourselves from the rest of the world or from other people. Rather, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and of course he says that the Avos Avram is the model of the opposite. Avram Avinu interacted with other people. Avram Avinu Megayaris Anoshim, Sar Megayaris Anoshim. They brought people closer to the Shechinah. They were Machnisei Archim. They constantly had guests in our home. Says the Medrash, says the Chasam Sofer, Yochel Kamayni, we would think that what Kedusha means and what Kedusha represents is that like we should be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we should separate ourselves as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is obviously separate and different than all of us. Tamalayim kikadosh ani. That Kedusha, says the Medrash, belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kedushasi lemalam kedushaschem. The Kedusha that we speak about when we speak about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a unique type of Kedusha that only belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But our Kedusha should not be that type of Kedusha. Our Kedusha should be involved in the world, but bring Kedusha into the world. And I saw that Rav Shmuel Rozovsky would say that the definition of Kedusha and how a person attains Kedusha, it doesn't just begin when he's davening and when he's learning and when he's doing mitzvahs. Of course, in those minutes, he's doing and he's connecting to Kedusha. What Kedusha represents is when we bring Kedusha into the everyday things that we do. And he suggests that that's the way how a person actually grows in Kedusha. When somebody begins Kedusha in the day-to-day things that he does, and he brings Kedusha to that, then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you bring that type of Kedusha into your life, Kiyachol Kamayni, if you bring Kedusha into everything you live and do, then your Kedusha will ultimately grow to become close to the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when a person does an Aveira, two things happen. Number one is he did an Aveira. And number two, when he does an Aveira, it affects who he is. A person who does an Aveira becomes weaker and becomes less of a person. And on the other hand, when a person does a mitzvah, then the person himself grows. That's what he says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Moshe Rabbeinu, B'chol Beisi Nemenhu, is that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to become a person that because he did our mitzvahs constantly and because he taught us Torah, he did everything, became B'chol Beisi, and everything that he did, Nemenhu. And that's what a person is supposed to achieve. And therefore, he says, the Gemara Masech, the Brachos Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph says, "Em Reisa Talmud Chacham Shava Aveira Belaila." If you see, Rachman Tzlan Talmud Chacham did an Aveira in the evening, Al Tahar Akra B'Yoyim Shavadei Asa Tshuva. What does that mean? Because the definition of a Talmud Chacham is that he recognizes that he has to bring Kedusha to the world, he has to bring Kedusha to himself. And therefore, if he did something wrong, he immediately recognizes that this had a negative impact and a negative influence on who he is. And that he, even though he did the Aveira, he immediately corrects that. And that's why he says that a person who does an Aveira is be called Baal Taiva, is be called a Baal Gaiva, because the Taiva and the Gaiva become Baalim, they become what he is. And person has to work that even if Chas V'Shalom he had weak moments, that shouldn't make a difference to whom he is. But the Ramban, on this parash, Pasuk Kedosh to you, says that what this Pasuk is coming to teach us, the concept of novel Bereshus HaTorah, that even if there are acts and actions and activities and parts of our life that are halachically permitted, but a person has to be thinking, is this what the Torah wants from us? So the question is, if it's halachically, if what I'm doing is halachically permitted, so why should it be wrong if I do it? If the example that is often given, says Rav Reuven Grozovsky Zatzal, about a novel Bereshus HaTorah, is someone who only eats kosher food, but he eats not the way a Ben Torah is supposed to eat, or he eats in places that a Ben Torah shouldn't be, or he eats too much, that's called a novel Bereshus HaTorah. And of course the question is, why? Why is that so terrible? So he gives two explanations. One explanation is because you're either going up or you're going down. And if you start on this path of being so involved in Gashmias and so involved in what is just pleasure, but not what is really important, it becomes a very slippery slope. And that slippery slope could unfortunately lead to a person ending up in a very, very bad place. That's one pshat that he suggests. The other pshat that he suggests is, as we're learning, everything we do has an influence and makes a difference to end up who we are and who we aren't. So yes, I've only eaten kosher food, but if I spend my life eating and just thinking about food and just thinking about Gashmias, and everything I eat and everything I do is kosher, but what happens at the end of the day is that that's who I become. That has such an influence on who I am. And once a person is affected in that way, that he is influenced because of what he does so dramatically, so even though he hasn't technically done anything wrong, but we're here in the world to become and to be better people and to have a positive influence on ourselves and a positive influence on everybody around us. This is not the way he suggests that is accomplished. And that's why the Ramban says, don't be a novel Bereshus HaTorah. Don't be a person that what you're doing is halachically correct, but that's not where you end up, and that's not whom you are supposed to be.